News Radio KMAN, and good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis, and this is our COVID-19 report. And we visit today with Julie Gibbs, the director of the Riley County Health Department. Julie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave.
You know, I'm looking at some of these numbers, and this is my first time here just a few minutes ago looking at the numbers, not just here locally, but across Kansas. And we've got a number of things that we want to talk about on the state side of things. But we've got some increases here. Three new cases today in Riley County, I understand.
Yep, we've had three new positives today. That puts us at 34 so far. And we do know those most recent patients are all males, ages 62, 39, and 21. All of them, they're all doing okay. None of them are hospitalized. They're being isolated in their homes in the county. There have been no deaths in the county, and there is one resident who remains in the hospital. From what we heard last, she's doing okay, but still need to be hospitalized. So we know that there's one Riley County resident in the hospital, and I think a few others from different counties.
Okay, so the last I think we talked was that there were three patients at Ascension Via Christi Hospital, and we don't have all of those details privy to us today. But I did want to also reinforce that Pottawatomie County still remains at 6 cases and Geary County at 10. Morris County, which was the first one in our immediate region to get any cases, remains at 2. Clay County is up to 3. Wabunsee County also had a bit of a bump. One of the things also that we saw looking at our statewide reports, Julie, is that Johnson County's numbers, this may be the slightest increase that I have seen, that we have seen for a while. They had an increase of 12, which that's taming things down a little bit. But Wyandotte County picked it up with 38 increases. But you know, the other day we talked about some of the meatpacking communities, and out in western Kansas they've got some tests now that have arrived, some testing kits, and we're starting to see in these meatpacking communities some increases. And Lyon County, goodness, yesterday's report was at 38, and today they're up to 92. And you know, we from a state perspective, there's a lot of concern from some of those, like Ford County is got a tremendous increase as well. And here again, this may be due to the testing, but Ford County, get this, went up to 208 already. That puts them up there pretty high in the state's count, not too far back down from Sedgwick County. Sedgwick County currently with a 265 number. But, you know, those are some of the concerns that I know on a statewide perspective that they are looking at. Well, let's discuss some things here with regards to COVID-19 in the community. And, Julie, there's been so much talk about trying to get back on track, maybe opening up for business. I saw that there's one national report that going by some White House figures that it may not be until June. But the governor's stay-at-home order says May 3rd. And are you kind of planning that at that point that there may not be a stay-at-home order extension?
Right. So we really have to look at what the governor is going to do. And I really don't have an indication right now as to what she is going to be doing, if she'll extend that. If she does extend it, of course, that's our answer right there. But if not, we need to have something in place because obviously we don't want to just open everything up. So we are in the process of looking at some different phases of reopening Riley County, and particularly some different drafts of that. So another stay-at-home extension draft, if we need to implement that, and then also some different phases of an actual reopening. We are taking into consideration data from different sources in the county and region as well as the state, and we know that there will have to be necessary restrictions that will be put in if we do happen to open certain businesses in the near future. And in order to understand how these decisions are made, there's been some questions about this. You know, who makes these decisions? And ultimately, it does come from the local health officer. Any order that has to do with this, it'll come from from myself, but this is all coming from the EOC, or the Emergency Operations Center. Riley County's been operating under what is known as the Unified Command for quite some time now, over a month. And that Unified Command is made up of representatives from the public health and public safety agencies that are responsible for health and safety of the community. So there's many of us around the table, and we also work in conjunction with the medical society, so very close with the hospital and city and county governments, along with other partners in the community. So there are lots of individuals that play into this. So it's not just one person or one group. There's a lot of information that we get from different agencies, and we want the data to really drive our decisions when we are making these decisions.
Do you think that there's going to be some consistency throughout counties in the words that they are going through to try to maybe get back to some sense of normalcy by the stay at home order, which, by the way, I want to correct myself, is May 1st.
Yes, I know. I keep saying May 3rd as well, but yeah, there hopefully will be some consistency. We've done this in the past with some other previous orders. We've worked with Pottawatomie County and Geary County to make sure that we are somewhat consistent, and I think that's key here as well. When we're looking at opening places back up, it needs to be consistent, especially with Pottawatomie County and having some of their businesses in the city of Manhattan. We want to make sure that that's somewhat consistent.
Well, there's certainly plenty of challenges, and it seems like our healthcare workers are still diligent about making sure that everybody is healthy, within their operations, and a lot of folks trying to assist in whatever they could do to help folks keep safe. The mask effort continues. We got masks still being donated out to Westview Community Church, and the next pickup time frame is from 11 to 3 on Friday, and then Saturday from 9 to noon. And still going out, if you are going out to a store or having to go out where there may be some other people, wearing that mask is still a crucial aspect of trying to make sure the curve here locally is flattened.
Yes, absolutely. That's crucial, and we really highly recommend it. And not only that, but just practicing that social distancing, with or without a mask, you want to keep at least 6 feet from another person. And, of course, that hand hygiene, so very important.
Yeah, okay. What else would you like to share with us here this afternoon, Julie?
I just want everyone to know that we still answer emails daily. You can email us with any questions or concerns that you have, RileyCountyCovid19@gmail.com. And don't forget the screening line. If you're experiencing any symptoms, please call 785-323-6400. We do have healthcare professionals answering the phone daily, even on the weekends, from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m.
And we certainly appreciate everything you and all the healthcare community is doing to keep us healthy and safe. Julie Gibbs, thank you much. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
And Julie Gibbs, the Riley County Health Department Director and Health Officer here with some key information. One of the things that we did not talk about was the number of deaths. That did go up in Kansas from 107 to 110 today. That report as of 11 o'clock this morning. They provide these numbers on a daily basis at 11 a.m. But the total number of cases in Kansas increased and had a big jump, and a lot of it is like what we talked about with Ford and Lyon counties. The state had an increase of 186 to 2,211. That's an 8.4% increase, which is one of the largest increases that we have seen. So that's our COVID-19 update here at News Radio KMAN.